Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, and I'm back. That was short, if you're listening live. Anyway, I was picking songs by my usual method, which I haven't used for some time, actually, which was to put iTunes on shuffle and just see what comes up. I didn't pick everything that came up because I didn't think it worked or wasn't appropriate, but I got a lot of tracks which I either can't remember hearing before or haven't heard for a long time. Anyway, I'm going to start with Summer in the City in reference to the hot time we had just hopefully ended recently. So Summer in the City by 11 Spoonful is first. And then we've got I Wasn't Listening by They Might Be Giants, one of my favorite groups. Catholic by Jim Gaffigan, funny bit. And Central 209 by Robert Plant. Yeah, he's hasn't got that shouty voice that he had with Led Zeppelin, but he still has great songs. And, well, you'll see. Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
My I do want everyone to feel comfortable. That's why I like to talk to you about Jesus. He better not. It doesn't matter if you're religious or not. Does anything make you feel more uncomfortable than some stranger going, I'd like to talk to you about Jesus? Yeah, I'd like you not to. You could say that to the Pope. I want to talk to you about Jesus. You'd be like, easy, freak. I keep work at work. I have to admit, that was a good impression of the Pope. It's ridiculous. I don't know much about the Bible myself. I haven't read it, because I don't have to, because I'm Catholic. Oh, he's going to hell. Not a lot of Catholics have read the Bible. It's a different perspective on rules for Catholics. It's not like other religions. You know, Hindus are not supposed to eat meat. They don't eat meat. Catholics like, only eat fish on Fridays, unless you forget. Do whatever the hell you want. We'll see you at Easter. My wife's really Catholic. She's like a Shiite Catholic. She's always worried about Diablo. So I joke around with her, I'll call her up, say, who is this? And I'll just go, the devil. She brings me to church every Sunday. If you've never been to a Catholic Mass, that is the longest experience of your life. Makes you look forward to going to the DMV. Times it seems like they're dragging church out on purpose. I'm in already! Let's wrap it up. I got some sinning to do. Too much standing involved in church. Can I lie down and worship? Well, I mean the hot pocket. God pocket. I mostly daydream in church. I always have that introspective look on my face, like, But on the inside, I'm like, did I go to Wendy's twice yesterday? Not a good Catholic. I don't even feel comfortable when someone's praying next to me in church. I'm like, can you do that outside? I'm trying to check out some of the ladies in here. I do have the dirtiest thoughts in church. I'm always like, peace be with you and an extra peace for you. Because you deserve it. My wife always wants me to go to confession. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't enjoy lying to a holy man. I just don't know how honest people are being in there. They go in there for like a minute and a half. Yeah, I lied. I double parked. Can we wrap this up? I'm meeting a hooker. Yeah, grassy pot guy. Silly. Seems like so much of church is memorization. I have a horrible memory. I'm always like, our Father who art in heaven without the approved written consent of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, that was Robert Plant with Central 209. Yeah, he really makes it work with his voice the way it is now. I have to admit, admire him. So anyway, Catholic was before that by Jim Gaffigan. I can't remember hearing that one ever before, and it's certainly funny. I wasn't listening. They Might Be Giants. They were referring to their thing, the dial a song. They would make up a 30-second song and people would dial up to hear it. And when there was a lot of positive response, they would use it in their concerts or expand it a bit. Or maybe it was longer than 30 seconds. I don't know. And, oh, the Catholic one, he referred to the DMV, that's Department of Motor Vehicles in the States. So just so you, in case you were wondering what DMV was. And we start off with Summer in the City by the Lovin' Spoonful. Boy, that takes me back to when the summers were really hot in the Midwest and kind of like they were here during the heat waves we had, but it didn't go away so quickly in the Midwest. Anyway, up next is Trouble by Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanegal. Tried to Be a Man by Ricky Lee Jones, and She's My Girl by Tom Lehrer, who always does a pretty funny song, but, well, judge for yourself.
Thank you. now to the love song. I'm sure you're familiar with love songs on the order of "He's just my Bill, my man, my Joe, my Max," and so on, where the girl who sings them tells you that although the man she loves is antisocial, alcoholic, physically repulsive, or just plain unsanitary, that nevertheless, she is his because he is hers, and like that. But as far as I know, there has never been a popular song from the analogous male point of view, that is to say, of a man who finds himself in love with, or in this case, married to, a girl who has nothing whatsoever to recommend her. I have attempted to fill this need. The song is called "She's My Girl." Sharks gotta swim, and bats gotta fly. I gotta love one woman till I die. To Ed or Dick or Bob, she may be just a slob, but to me, well, she's my girl. In winter, the bedroom is one large ice cube, and she squeezes the toothpaste from the middle of the tube. Her hairs in the sink have driven me to drink, but she's my girl. She's my girl. She's my girl. And I love her. The girl that I lament for, the girl my money's spent for, the girl my back is bent for, the girl I owe the rent for, the girl I gave up Lent for, is the girl that heaven meant for me. So though for breakfast she makes coffee that tastes like shampoo, I come home for dinner and get peanut butter stew. Or if I'm in luck, it's broiled hockey puck. But oh well, what the hell, she's my girl, and I love her.
Yeah, that was "She's My Girl" by Tom Lehrer. Before that, we heard "Tried to Be a Man" by Ricky D. Jones. And we started off with "Trouble" by Isabel Campbell and Mark Lanegal. And now we're up to "She Took Me Down" by the Wingnut Adams Blues Band, featuring Jerry? Is it Jerry? Just a minute. Yes. Oh, Jeremy Norris. Okay. I saw them, God, 30 years ago or more, in a little place in Casper, California, which is itself a little place. But Wingnut Adams, there you go. Sunday Evening in Your Street by Ulrich Schnaus. So those are the two tracks coming up, starting now.
Before my eyes, She was smooth, I didn't see the pain she was dealing with. I couldn't resist her. I went back for more. She took out the dagger. Oh no. Left me sprawled out on the floor. Yeah. I managed to survive, though I was barely alive. Have mercy. I said the third time's gotta be the charm. They all backed away. Couldn't stand to see the harm. But you know, I finally got away and found true love. Have mercy.
And that's Ulrich Schnaus with a track called Sunday Evening in Your Street. And before that we heard She Took Me Down by Wingnut Adams, the Wingnut Adams Blues Band featuring Jeremy Norris. So it took a lot to say all that. Anyway, on we go with Wandering Fish by Keela. And Walking on Air by Curly. Let's see, is there going to be more of that? No, just those two tracks. They're longer. So, Wandering Fish, Keela, who Chris first brought me to see, and I was quite impressed with Keela, and have been a follower of theirs ever since. It's been over 15 years, I'm sure. Anyway, Wandering Fish. Thank you.
you could set your world on fire. If you are strong enough to leave your doubts. Feel it, breathe it, believe it, and you'll be walking on air. Go try, go fly, so high, and you'll be walking on air. Feel this, unless you kill it. Go on, and you're forgiven. I knew that, I could feel that, I feel. Chair and an old blue hat. That little creepy girl, oh, she loves to sing. She has a little gift, an amazing thing. With her little funny eyes of hazel, with her little funny old blue hat, she will go and set the world on fire. No one ever thought she could.
Yes, that was Walking on Air, by Curly. And before that we heard Wandering Fish by Keela. And, that's all you need to know at the moment. Up next is The Outcast by Dave Van Ronk. And what else? Let's see, No Cheap Thrill by Suzanne Vega. And Walking and Falling by Laurie Anderson. Well, that should make an interesting group of songs. So starting with The Outcast, one I really like. Dave Van Ronk, who was around New York when I lived there, but I can't remember if I saw him or not. I'd like to think I did, but I can't remember. Anyway, The Outcast.
Oh, gather around me, people. Listen to you now, if you please. Your promised land was settled by bastards, drunks, and thieves. Excuse me if it offends you, but I'm the worst of all of these. I destroyed your family tree. I am the outcast. I'm your inbred second cousin that was kept inside a shed. I'm the cross-eyed little stutterer who always wet the bed. I'm your queer Uncle Harry, your retarded Uncle Fred. I'm the one they left for dead. I am the outcast. I've embarrassed folks at weddings, birthdays, and at wakes. I'm the cur who passed out face down in your anniversary cake. I'm the black sheep, the philanderer, the louse, the souse, the rake, the remittance man, the snake, the bloody outcast. Forbear with your pity, my function's very plain. We've come here from the old world and we've gone a touch insane. On your social scale, you need a foil to bear the family stain. I am the joker in your game. I am the outcast. Chinaman, the Jew. They built your friggin' railroad. They picked your cotton, too. They washed your dirty laundry and they tied your children's shoes. They got a right to sing the blues cause they were outcasts. Now we worship politicians as if they all were saints. Put their faces on our money, pillows, slips, and plates. We should love this land for what it is and not for what it ain't. Ah, their game is fueled by hate, the hate of outcasts. The Norwegians hate the Swedish, and the Swedes, they hate the Finns. The Finns, they hate the Russians, and the Russians hate the Yids. Smicks and wops and greases, kikes and spades and Gideons. Hatred's blowing in the wind, 10 million outcasts. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies and amber waves of grain. Grain distilled to make the rye that pickled old Tom Paine. Old Georgie built the White House with slaves that died in pain. But Georgie's quarries made the game from blood of outcasts. Closer now, the sideshow must begin. History will repeat itself again, again, again. On the immigration totem pole, the low man never wins. Competition ain't a sin, God help the outcast. So step right up, you pilgrims, the trains are leaving soon. We got acreage out in Iowa for the likes of folks like you. A quarter section on a floodplain, 40 acres and a view. Sign right here, you bloody fools! Welcome, you
outcasts. Shy. Who is that man who is catching my eye? What's underneath all of the deadpan face? Sitting so pretty with a criminal grace. Lame brain Pete wants to spit in the sea. He's got a cool hand, but it isn't for me. Butcher boy thinks he'll be splitting the pot. I've seen what he's got, and it isn't a lot. I'll see you, I'll call.
I wanted you. And I was looking for you. But I couldn't find you. I wanted you. And I was looking for you all day. But I couldn't find you. I couldn't find you. You're walking, and you don't always realize it, but you're always falling. With each step, you fall forward slightly, and then catch yourself from falling. Over and over, you're falling. And then catching yourself from falling. And this is how you can be walking and falling at the same time.
What you're listening to is Tribalism by Tiki Masala. Before that, we heard The 21st Century. It was a TV theme to a program. And before that was Walking and Falling by Laurie Anderson. And preceding that was No Cheap Thrill by Suzanne Vega. And we started off with The Outcast by Dave Van Ronk. This is Dale Lefebvre for The Max Chance Show. See you next week.